This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, commonly known as DACA, will cease to exist next year. This morning, United States Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced the end of the program. He is giving Congress 6 months to formulate a plan before DACA officially expires. The program was created through an executive action signed by President Barack Obama in 2012. DACA currently shields as many as 800,000 young, unauthorized immigrants who came to the United States before age 16 from deportation. DACA provides temporary legal status. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich this morning got reaction from an Arkansas DACA recipient, and she files this report.
Zesna Garcia-Rios was brought to the U.S. from Mexico in 1992 when she was 3 years old. Garcia-Rios grew up in Northwest Arkansas. She's a 2007 graduate of Bentonville High School, Northwest Arkansas Community College in 2011, and the University of Arkansas, where the 28-year-old is now pursuing a master's in political science. She secured a teaching assistantship using her DACA credentials, which she applied for in 2012 under DACA, which can be renewed. She's able to legally drive and work. But now she says,
without DACA, I will probably lose my work permit, obviously. I will lose any possibility of an additional job. I will lose financial stability. I will lose any kind of ground that I have gained in the last 5 years. In the last 5 years, I've gone from working bare bones jobs of getting like maybe a couple hundred dollars here and there to getting a salaried job of over $40,000. So going from nothing to something and then going back down to nothing is going to be a big lifestyle change.
Garcia-Rios took a few moments from class to talk to us. Her resume is impressive. As a teen, she volunteered in the nonprofit sector. While attending community college, she served on staff with the Cisneros Center for New Americans. Until recently, she worked for the University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences in Fayetteville under the Obama-era immigration reform program. According to the nonprofit Pew Research Center, more than 787,000 youth have enrolled in DACA since 2012. Most reside in California. But according to the Migration Policy Institute, although an estimated 8,000 Arkansas youth are eligible for DACA, as many as 12,000 could qualify. And Garcia-Rios says her future, until this morning, looked promising.
When I do graduate with my master's degree in political science, I hope to continue to stay in the state of Arkansas and to advocate for families and children who need that extra voice. That's where my heart is. My heart is with my community, and my heart is with helping in any way that I can to make everyone else feel like they belong.
Sessions' announcement to end DACA is in part in response to a letter sent to him in late June by 10 state attorneys general, including Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge. The delegation had threatened to sue the Trump administration if DACA had continued. In his statement issued this morning, Sessions says Obama's executive order, quote, deliberately sought to achieve what the legislative branch specifically refused to authorize on multiple occasions. Such an open-ended circumvention of immigration laws was an unconstitutional exercise of authority by the executive branch, end quote. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.